Well, the kind of stove, say, and heating, what sort of heating did you have all down through the years? Tell me about that, could you?
You mean when I was younger?
Yeah, have you had in your house?
Well, we had in the hall, big hall, we had this wooden stove. Let me see, I forgot what you call it. A small stove. Can't remember what you call that stove now.
And the smoke went through the
chimney. It was a long stove pipe, a galvanized pipe connected to this little stove, a small stove. It was a long pipe, about so big. And it ran through a wall called a vent. There was a hole in the wall you call a vent. And this pipe went in there. There was a chimney on the outside the house, on the top of the house where the smoke went through it. And all through the house had fireplace where you mean. You did your heating. We didn't have no. All the stove we had was in the hall and that one in the kitchen. All the others was fireplace. Now as the year grew older, when we started to get electric gas and things, well, we got a gas stove. A gas stove closed in all over. We got one of those gas stoves that heats the whole house up. Called a gas heater.
I see. And now you have same thing?
No, we have gas heaters here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what about how is heat circulated through the house in the winter?
From the fireplace.
Okay.
The fireplace was the strongest heat you could have. It warmed the house better than the gas heater. Because these gas heaters, they circulate around. When you turn that gas heater off, it's cold, just all at once. But when you let that stone cold fire go out, it'll be a long time before that heats out that house.
Yeah.
You could go out and be gone for 2 hours and come back, and it's still warm.
Okay. Now, in this house, how does heat circulate?
With gas.
Okay.
We got gas heaters, and we have a floor furnace. Right in that room right there, the floor furnace, and it's controlled by this heater right there. It's controlled by this thermos on the wall. But
thermos on the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah. But what about in the summer?
We have air conditioning here. Now, in our days, we didn't have air conditioning. We had window fans, great big fans you put in the window. Now, I don't know where there was originally from, but we just had big window fans. We had one big window fan in the house, and we cooled off the whole house.
Okay. Now, you were telling me about a house out in the kitchen. I mean, a house out in the country that would have a kitchen off from the house.
Mm-hmm.
That would be called a what kind of a house? Would there be any names for that kind of house?
They call it an outdoor house.
Okay. Well, would you ever see a house that would be in two parts, kind of like, and it'd be a... Like you said, a little walkway?
Yeah, I've seen one like that over across the lake. Because this lady I used to work for, Miss Swanson, they had a house out there. But it was for the maids. It was called a servant's house, for the servants. That's called a servant's house.
What, you ever seen a dog trot house?
No.
Okay, you know what a dog trot is? What different types of houses would you have here in the city?
We had a shotgun house like this, a shotgun house.
Yeah.
And some of them were two-story buildings, and some of them was a little cottage. Call them double cottage.
Yeah.
We lived in a double cottage on Laura Street.
Yeah.
And then we lived in a house called back of the alley. It was in the back of a shoe store. You go down an alley, and it was called back in the alley. That was on Magazine Street. It was still the Irish Chandler.
Yeah.
And that was on Magazine between Million and Tennyson. We read it from a man named Itch Forgets. So